There are at least a dozen Republicans officially running for president, and many more are openly exploring a bid for the White House. Some are in Philadelphia for a three-day conference making their pitches to GOP leaders in the region. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports that the stakes are high.
Only candidates polling in the top 10 will be part of the first televised Republican debate in August, so they're working hard to stand out from the crowd. This morning at the Northeast Republican Leaders Conference, former Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Rick Santorum focused on appealing to blue-collar workers who sat out the last presidential race. Santorum says they need a Republican nominee who understands
the importance of workers working with their hands and their heads and not talk down, as I think a lot of our politicians do today, talk down to the tradesmen and to the machinists and to the folks who make things.
Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina wants to free Americans from what she called webs of dependence on government.
Leadership's job is to challenge the status quo, and the highest calling of leadership is to unlock potential in others, and now we need a leader who understands how to unlock the potential of this great nation.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who's expected to announce a presidential bid before the end of the month, pitched himself as a leader on foreign policy and national security, noting his time as U.S. attorney after 9/11.
Now, of all the people who may enter this race for president in 2016, you are looking at the only one who has actually used the Patriot Act, the only one who has actually investigated and prosecuted terrorists.
Christie also took shots at presidential hopeful U.S. Senator Rand Paul, who successfully led the charge to let the Patriot Act expire. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.